In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, this week we have the Ember Days, and the Ember Days in the Catholic Church always mark the beginning of the new season, the beginnings of the winter, spring, and summer. They have always been marked by the Church, and they were always conjoined by and sanctified by abstinence and fasting. Because it's our Lord, our dear Maker and of heaven and earth, who always gives us new seasons and always gives us plenty of harvest and food to eat. The Church wants to sanctify these days of starting of the new season by fasting and prayer and almsgiving. Because we are thankful to God of all these rich blessings, like a good harvest, we want to make some kind of penance that we show that we are truly grateful and that it is only from God from whom we get all good things of life. We also, especially today at the start of the fall season, we think about the areas which have been stricken by forceful powers of nature, especially now the Caribbean, which is plagued and threatened by Hurricane Maria, and also the people of Mexico, including many of our faithful who have suffered in the great earthquakes in Mexico. God always is more powerful than man, and even our very lives are property of God Almighty. So by fasting and penance and abstinence, we want to show God that we are totally dependent of Him and that we also are grateful for Him for all His good deeds. Fasting is the best way to show our humility and submission to God's commandment. But notice that fasting doesn't mean just that we don't eat so much, but fasting also includes abstaining, that is, not doing all those usual things which cause us pleasure. So, for example, during Lent, we may drop out or we may let go some little things which we usually enjoy, like desserts or not spending too much time in computer, and instead do something extra, like read the biography of a saint or praying an extra rosary in the day. We always, whether it's the time of fast or not, we should seek God's will first. And when we do little sacrifices, we show that we are His children and we remember the good things we have received. In this Ember Week of September, we also remember and pray for priests of the Holy Catholic Church, the apostles who were to be consecrated and those also who were consecrating them. We read in the Bible that they fasted in preparation for the holy orders. The Church still commands and wishes the bishop who is about to ordain priests and to prepare himself to giving sacred orders by prayer and fasting, and also the ones who are about to be ordained, they should prepare themselves to the sacred orders by doing a good retreat and doing some penance. We pray that always that God would send good priests to the Church, because we are so much dependent of God Almighty and of God's priest. As much as we are dependent of God in giving us food to eat and a home and clothes to wear, we are also dependent of Him of sending us priests who can celebrate holy sacrifice of the Mass, give us these sacraments, and by their advice make us go nearer and nearer to heaven. So children, in this start of the fall season and the Ember days, let us remember to be thankful to God that he has blessed us with all kinds of good gifts, and that also that he has sent us priests who say us the true Mass and who do so much hard work to help us go to heaven. And also be, let us be always grateful to Blessed Virgin Mary, who as a true mother watches us closely here on earth, so that she could welcome us with open arms in heaven after our death. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.